This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining us now from Austin. And I had a question I want to ask you about this because I just saw this the other day. But before we get into the joining us from Austin is the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com, that being Dan Zimmerman. I had seen where the mayor of Austin was telling the governor of Texas that they didn't want any more augmentation from the Texas Department of Public Safety. Is that actually enforced?
Well, yeah, there's been a whole kerfuffle here. The mayor was on board with DPS, so and then DPS pulled over a guy and his kid, and the guy lied and said that the DPS officers pointed a gun at his 10-year-old, and that got a lot of local news coverage, and all the mostly anti-gun local city councilors were up in arms because they hated the idea of DPS actually enforcing the law anyway. But then DPS released the body cam video of what actually happened, and it turns out that the guy was lying. I think he was actually illegal. He didn't have a license. He wasn't insured. It was the whole thing. But anyway, our linguine-spined mayor immediately did an about-face and said, that's it, we're ending the DPS involvement. Even though literally 2 days before, he was praising it. And he was all for it. So he was for it before he was against it. And then in response to that, saying, you know, he was going to end the cooperation between APD and DPS, the governor said, look, I don't need anybody's permission to have DPS patrolling anywhere in the state of Texas. Not only am I going to keep them in Austin, I'm going to add 30 more. And then that prompted the mayor to say, you know, we don't want them patrolling, and the whole thing. Bill?
So the DPS, okay. DPS continues their presence.
That's my understanding. I've not seen any cars in the street, but my understanding is they're still patrolling. I'm sure they're in some of the more high crime areas of the city where they've been doing a lot of good. Governor Abbott said he is going to leave them there, and that's all in all a good thing.
And what about as far as hiring at the Austin PD? Are they at peak man level because they've been defunded?
No, they're not. Traffic man level is down, I think, a couple of hundred officers. They've got another 100 or so set to retire here, I think, before the end of the year. And they just set the budget for them for next year, and the city council added 42 non-uniform positions and zero uniform positions. So the city council likes a defunded, undermanned, overwhelmed police department just fine.
We'll have to talk about that one day. In the interim, though, let's talk about these manifestos. That there's another one apparently out there, and you think we're never going to see these?
No, this latest one is news from the shooting that took place back in January in a dance club, an Asian dance club,
right
in Monterey Park, California, where an elderly gentleman with some kind of a beef walked in and opened fire, killed 11 people. And it came out this week that he had previously sent some sort of a manifesto to police. And L.A. County Sheriff Luna said that he didn't provide any details as to what it said. He said the FBI is still analyzing the document, trying to piece together how the shooting unfolded and why. CNN has reached out to the FBI for comment. I don't know if we'll ever have a motive, but we continue to try, said Luna. Well, maybe reading the manifesto and making that public would go a long way toward figuring out what it was that got this guy hot and bothered
right.
enough to open fire. Much like it would be very interesting to find out what happened to the manifesto of the shooter in Nashville.
Audrey Hale.
Exactly. Audrey Hale. She sent.
Here's the thing, though. Both of those go against the narrative. Is that why you don't think we're seeing the manifesto? Because if they were with the narrative, right? If it was a white guy wearing a MAGA ball cap with an NRA sticker on his car, do you think they'd give out the manifesto?
I certainly think that's the case with the Nashville shooter. I don't know what the case is here. I don't know what the narrative is here with an elderly Asian man shooting a whole bunch of other Asians. I don't know what the predominant narrative about that is, except some mentally disturbed guy who snapped and opened fire. You know, I'm sure he was nursing some sort of long-held perceived grievance against somebody, maybe the club, maybe they'd thrown him out. Who knows? And we probably will never know because they will probably never release it, just like I'm never expecting them, despite all the promises to release it. And they promised it a few times for the Nashville shoot, for Audrey Hale's screed. They haven't released it. They're not going to release it. And let me put on my tinfoil hat here.
Sure.
I think that people have some sort of idea as to why the Las Vegas shooter opened fire and did what he did. Yet it remains an unending mystery. What caused this guy to perpetrate the worst mass shooting in the nation's history?
Right.
And nobody seems to have any curiosity about that. Nobody in the media, nobody's ever pressing anybody to figure this out. And everybody just seems to throw up their hands and say, don't know, never figure it out. Again, tinfoil hat, conspiracy type stuff, but I think that there's something involved there that somebody doesn't want public because it would be embarrassed. I don't know. Embarrass the casinos, embarrass politicians in Nevada. I have no idea.
Again,
that when you have these kinds of information vacuums, all sorts of theories and conspiracy theories blossom.
Aren't most of the now in on the strip, right? We can walk around with a gun hanging around our neck if we want to, but if we try to go into a hotel, don't they most of the time have them as gun-free zones?
Yes, they do, particularly after that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, wasn't Mandalay Bay a gun-free zone when he rolled 23 guns in there?
I don't know what their policy was prior to that.
Right.
But I know from going to SHOT, and it was reported in the news after the fact that most of the big hotels have made themselves gun-free zones following that.
And yet every time we have a SHOT show, all these people make a big deal about checking their gun and telling you how to make sure that you don't have to hide it at the bottom of the hotel or everything else. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. This is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan runs a very tight ship. It is the most prolific blog of its type on the internet today that I'm aware of. It's a must destination for anybody trying to keep up with all of the news and goings on in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Timmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And I was not aware, Dan, that there wasn't already every gun control possible regulation on the books already in San Francisco. Is what's going on in San Francisco that is worth looking at?
Well, as so many you know, rabidly anti-gun jurisdictions did and have talked about since the Bruin decision, they wanted to put up their own additional limits on carry. If they were going to be required to issue concealed carry permits, and they had done virtually none of that prior to that, the city of San Francisco wanted to make sure it was virtually impossible to carry legally anywhere in the city. So like New York and New Jersey and lots of other jurisdictions, they wanted to enact their own Bruin response bill and designate most of the city as a sensitive location. So this story is kind of a good one. It's got a good result, but it's probably going to turn out bad in the long run. Chuck Michel, CRPA,
right,
wrote this for us, and you know, when the city started to do this, he and the Second Amendment Foundation wrote a letter to the city council, specifically the supervisor, Catherine Stefani, who was pushing all this, and said, look, you can try and do this, but we're going to sue the hell out of you, as we are suing people everywhere else. But the argument that got through to her, I think, was the fact that the state of California is in the process of enacting its own Bruin response bill. So whatever the city does is about to be made redundant. So what CRPA and Second Amendment Foundation did was convince her that, look, you don't have to do this in the city of San Francisco. We're going to sue you and tie you up in court. But there's no point because, unfortunately, Sacramento's going to do this for you anyway.
Right.
And, of course, California Rifle and Pistol Association, Second Amendment Foundation, as I'm sure others will as well, are going to sue California once they get their bill in place. So that will happen eventually. So this is just an unusual example of some pushback against an anti-gun legislation working, but working for reasons that, you know, are unfortunate because, you know, even though they're not going to do something, somebody else is, you know, the state's going to do it for them.
I guess
more the same.
Now, do they make that warning to this municipality to say, well, listen, just save yourself the legal fees because, you know, the state's going to do it. We're going to sue them. If you do it, we're going to sue you. Is that
yeah.
why? Yeah. Okay.
That's in effect exactly what they've done here. As you said, a pre-litigation demand letter from CRPA and SAF likely played a decisive role in stopping this planned San Francisco ordinance. CRPA and SAF will continue to oppose efforts to enact draconian gun laws in San Francisco and statewide. We will be ready to challenge unconstitutional laws like SB2, which is the state law in Sacramento, immediately. So yeah, they're going to end up suing the state just as they would have sued the city if the city had gone along with it, and somehow Representative or Councilwoman Stefani was intelligent enough to it was a waste of time and resources. The state's going to do all this for her,
and they're going to get sued for it too.
Yeah, and they just like they're being sued elsewhere, and these things are going to have to work the way through the courts. And hopefully, one of these at least will get up to the Supreme Court and be stepped down, making all of this. A lot of these go away, but this was the strategy from the beginning from the anti-gun jurisdictions. They knew they were going to lose in the Supreme Court. Bruin came along, so they instead threw these up, making gun owners' lives as difficult as possible. These will be in place for, you know, a year or two at least while these things play out in the court. And in the meantime, they're making the pro-gun side expend resources to fight these.
Right. Which right now, Second Amendment Foundation is in a really good, they and FPC are both in a really good position. Did the, you know, just to examine that, just to take a real quick look at it, the their anti-gun pursuit of pistol braces is actually paying for the cost of litigation against these anti-gun proposals, isn't it?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, you got so many people flocking to FPC and SAF now to join.
Oh, you're saying getting a new membership?
Yeah.
I think to a large extent that's probably true.
But, I mean, you wouldn't normally see that. You wouldn't normally see that. Most of the time when they're doing an anti-gun thing, but with this new rule with the pistol brace thing, that seems to have been a moment. The pistol brace rule reminds me, it's like the Dylan Mulvaney in the gun culture.
I'm trying to follow that analogy.
So with you know, we have incrementally had this leftist lifestyle pushed upon us, right?
Yeah.
And then when Dylan Mulvaney was celebrated for 365 days as a girl with a Bud Light, you know, and then he started, you know, modeling sports bras for Nike and everything, America basically said, well, okay, we have reached the line in the sand. So they started pushing back. Now, with this thing with the pistol braces, where they got out there and the litigants are basically shielded from the pistol brace rule until they dispose of it altogether. For a lot of people, I'm sure that this has been, okay, now here's a gun rights organization that's actually doing things to preserve gun rights.
Yeah. It was a great opportunity.
Yeah.
It was a windfall for the gun rights org. And, it was a great incentive for a lot of people to send them some money, become members, and help in that fight, and as you said, probably a few others.
There's probably a few people watching this on a daily basis, more so than it used to be. I mean, I watch it on a daily basis.
So.
You talk about it on day, but I mean, the problem is my problem has always been that not enough people watch it daily to see how these things very slowly cement their, you know, solidify their positions. And, I think in a lot of ways, this has finally been one of those painful things that has jarred a few people awake. Coming up on the next break, we're talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is the most prolific of the gun blogs out there. More articles popping up on a daily basis. Everything I'm talking about right now is going to be moved out of the way in a few hours. So the stuff that I'm talking about, it will still be there. Because their archive is somewhere in there. I've got an article or two in the archive. So their archive is gigantic. But, yeah, talking to Dan. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. The massive heat wave is continuing Thursday, putting more than 140 million Americans under heat alerts. Temperatures could hit close to triple digits in places like New York City and Washington, D.C., with New York City Mayor Eric Adams telling everyone they should avoid being outside.
While the heat advisory is in effect, you can and you should stay out of the sun from the afternoon into the early evening.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says he's fine after being escorted away from a Republican leadership news conference Wednesday. NBC News' Garrett Hockey has more.
McConnell's office has been tight-lipped about the incident, saying only that the senator was feeling lightheaded and pointing out that he answered reporters' questions sharply after he returned.
The senator appears to freeze after he had stopped talking during the news conference. Tim Berg, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman for The Truth About Guns and truthaboutguns.com. One thing I wanted to point out about what I just said, and the reason, Dan, that I didn't say, hey, what do you want to talk about next, is I have written for thetruthaboutguns.com, and everybody that goes to thetruthaboutguns.com is looking at this on a daily basis. And when you write an article, or if you put an article, for you especially, because you're the one, does anything ever come to you and say, I'm not going to run that? Or do you put it all up there?
The only thing we run is that sometimes people will send us things that aren't gun related. They're more political. They're taking a stance on some issue. Some political issue, which we may or may not agree with.
Right.
We don't run it because everything we do is gun related and stuff like that. So that's really the only thing that would keep us from running.
See, my article I wrote, it was essentially it was an unburdening of the soul, and
it was a good one too.
But was Robert still in charge at that time? He was still in charge then, right?
I think he was. Yeah, at that time.
But I got tore up. I got toe up in the comments. Some people took my side. Most did not. But you know what? The thing is, what I appreciate about that is that your readership and your commenters, they don't get caught off balance. It's very rare that you publish something that they didn't already have some sort of at least peripheral knowledge of. They are very actively engaged.
They are. We have a very active comment section. Our Truth About Guns is almost as much a forum as it is a blog.
Yeah.
Because a huge amount of activity takes place in the comment section. But remember, however much you may or may not have been torn up in the comment section after that post of yours, the people who participate there are a small fraction of our readers.
Right. I'm almost certain of that.
well over 90-95% of the people who read our content never comment. So keep in mind that there are a whole lot of other hearts and minds out there that were reached by your piece that were never reflected in whatever people wrote.
Well, I find that to be true in the talk radio world, where if you have a call-in format, which I'm not on right now, less than 1% of your listeners are ever going to call in, ever. And that's just not talking about a daily basis, ever call in. In a two-hour radio show, if I get two calls, I'm stunned. Now, the text line, which is the analog to the comment line, to the forum line that is on the Truth About Guns, it is very active when I'm on air with that. So I see it, but at the same time, that just tells me that there's a lot of people in this that are engaged on a daily basis. And if we actually could exponentially increase that number, because when you say the small amount of people that are actually visiting, as big as you are, what percentage of, when we talk about how many gun owners are out there, neither one of us really are. How much of the iceberg, how big is your tip of the iceberg that you reach?
Oh, we reach about, depending on time of year, a million, 2 million, something like that, unique readers a month. And that's big, very big for a gun blog.
It is.
But that's what, 1% of the gun owners in this country?
At best.
Yeah, exactly.
At the very best.
So that's you can see most people aren't engaged. Most people, think about it. Most people buy a gun, they throw it in a drawer, hope they never need it.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got a gun that grandpa handed down to them, like a shotgun in the closet, something like that. They're a gun owner, they own a gun, but they're not involved in gun ownership the way our readers are. There's a whole spectrum of...
But those would be the most outraged if they started confiscating guns.
They would certainly be amongst them.
Yeah.
Yep. Basically what you're saying is a lot of those people take their gun rights for granted and don't think about them until there's a threat.
Yep.
That's just the nature of
human nature. That's just the nature of the beast. One of the things I bemoan, and I'm like what I was just talking about as far as the awakening with the pistol brace thing, is that since this pistol brace thing, have you seen a jump in the people visiting the site?
No. This is traditionally our lowest reader time.
Summertime.
During the summer when people are out, people are out doing things. Our heaviest time is in the fourth and first quarters of the year, lead up to Christmas and then SHOT Show and all that.
Right.
So that's when our readership is always highest. I'm sure that the pistol brace rule and all that, those are some of our biggest traffic getting posts in the last year for sure. So there are plenty of people that are interested.
Well, I'm sure as many people that are interested, I'm almost as sure there's... So I would have thought that with as many people as they say are pistol braces out there, for example, and as often as you covered it, as often as I covered it and everything, if we were actually reaching a multitude of people, we had less than 250,000 out of what? They say 40 million braces that took advantage of the free form one. So that's not a lot of depth. There wasn't a lot of penetration going on there, was there? So a lot of these people are flying out there blind right now today.
Yeah, so it's like 1% of the people.
They probably don't even know they have a pistol brace on it.
No, because a lot of people have it. Think of it as a stock. They don't think of it as a brace. They don't know the difference. Even a lot of people who do, they don't pay attention to the news enough to know that the ATF did anything, changed the law, or let alone that it affects them or the gun that's sitting in their safe that they pull out maybe 2 or 3 times a year to take the reins and have some fun with. Again, most people have, they're out there, they're living their lives. They got kids, they got school, work, kids in school, they have kids sports, they're busy doing a lot of other things, and they're not keeping up with the intricacies of ATF regulation and the politics surrounding all that.
Well, and the point here is that somewhere in between the rabid readership that you have, that those commenters that are out there that will pull an article apart at the seams and look at its internals, and the people that couldn't care less, that don't even know anything's been in effect or something has changed or something like that. Somewhere in between, if we had just that much, if there was a meeting in the middle as far as engagement of the United States citizenry, I kind of think that would change the political landscape.
Probably would.
Yeah.
Same thing with guns. Most people are not involved and don't pay attention and don't track politics in general. I mean, let alone guns. But the bigger, talk about the bigger subset of politics in general and how it affects their daily lives.
Right.
They're too busy doing, and in general, I think that's a good thing. I mean, most people don't need to worry about that. Too many very online people obsess about that stuff as it is. But yeah, the average person doesn't have time for it. They're not interested in it. They don't think it affects their lives. They don't think that anything they do, up to and including voting, is an impact, haven't had much of an impact anyway, so why bother with it? I'd rather, go to the kids' baseball game or whatever. And I can't blame them.
Coming up on the next break, anybody that's out there that is listening to this, if you need to engage, and one way to engage and to get a fast look at what's going on in the gun world every day, all day long, is thetruthaboutguns.com, the most prolific website of its type. They have the what's new, the gun reviews, the gear review, the gun for beginners, and gun control all there for you. You can find out what's going on. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. Now, we already know that Facebook is, if you get on Facebook and you put your information on Facebook, well, it's anybody that wants it can get it. They are the Bank of America of the websites. So, we have this, a Texas man. Tell me about this guy.
This is being reported by Emily Miller, who's written about guns and gun-related issues for a while, and she says that she has information, I think through Gun Owners of America, that indicate that ATF and then FBI are tracking people who are selling guns via Facebook. Now, pretty sure Facebook has lots of rules that prevent that kind of thing, but apparently they did this. This is a person who, think of him as a tinker. He likes to buy guns, play with them, customize them, and then when he gets bored with it, he sells it and then uses the money to buy a new, the next gun. It's basically a hobby. He's a tinker.
He's a modifier. It's all about the build.
Exactly. And then after a while, it sits in a safe. He probably gets, runs out of space, he gets bored, and he buys a new gun. So this kind of activity apparently raised a red flag somewhere. Either my guess is that Facebook is that this guy was talking about these gun sales repeatedly on Facebook and tripped somebody at ATF who then got the FBI involved. Subsequently found out that no, he is not a straw purchaser. He's doing this as a hobby that is legal under the law, under the Gun Control Act of 1968. You don't need an FFL to sell your own gun. If it's a hobby, or you're a collector, you can buy and sell your own gun. But there's a fuzzy gray line there. It's where you cross over from being a collector or a hobbyist and then being, quote, in the business, quote, of selling guns. And that's when, that's when they demand that you get an FFL. Now, of course, at the same time, they're also in the process of cracking down on so-called kitchen table FFL and reducing those. So they don't like that. They don't like either side of that. But the more interesting thing here is the fact that FBI was apparently tipped off to this by someone. Either they were doing their own monitoring of Facebook or somebody at Facebook tipped them off. And my guess is this kind of thing happens a lot. We've known from the Twitter file releases that social media operations have been in close contact with all the big tech companies and have been monitoring all kinds of things, mostly in the line of COVID and vaccines and politics and that type of thing. But it wouldn't surprise me at all to learn as well that they're also reporting what they consider to be suspicious activity that has anything to do with firearms as well. So here we are.
Well, it begs a question about this. So if he just makes a catch, so this is basically, he made a statement, I'm selling my guns on Facebook. Is that it?
And my understanding is Facebook has a lot of rules that keep you from doing that. And they've got a lot of, algorithms that check and won't let you put those kinds of posts up. But maybe he found a way to get around that.
Well, I mean, it's all based on the phrase. I sometimes follow some of these guys that are, they're edgy on the rules altogether, and they push it as far as they can. They'll say not for sale, right? Which is code for, but then they give all the specs and show it in the box like it's for sale. So I see that happening on a regular basis, but at the same time, this sounds like something else. I mean, it sounds like it just heard a phrase or something, or a search phrase, and they picked it up and they decided to go after it. So what's the deal with this guy as far as they went and saw him and what? Or did they?
I think they've satisfied themselves that he's not in the business selling guns, and it's just the obvious.
But they are monitoring him.
Yeah, he got Gun Owners of America involved, and they were monitoring him. I think it's probably at the point now where they talked to him, and now he's probably off their radar. However, you have to think that this guy is not the only one. I'm sure they have all kinds of ways of monitoring people and their online activity. Once you trip a red flag, whether it's about guns or who knows what other topics they consider noteworthy, that they will continue to monitor you, and then you have to hope that you don't get to the point where they think that you require in-person follow-up, because that's apparently what happened here. The FBI agent actually came out and talked to this guy. So, again, there is no such thing as privacy anymore. Everything you do online can and will be monitored by who knows how many people. Just be aware and act accordingly.
But in the interim, while they're doing this, I mean, the FBI doesn't have that many field agents. I mean, there's some of the stuff.
No.
There's some stuff that's not being watched that they're supposed to be watching, and this stuff right here is just ridiculous. And what's in Texas? I guess in Texas you can sell a gun to a personal. You don't have to have an FFL to sell a gun if it's your personal gun.
Just in most states, over 40 states, you don't need that. Any two people can do that, as long as you aren't aware that that person is a prohibited person.
So my first question would be. I'd be willing to bet he's done this before. If this is,
he's done this a number of times.
If he likes to get a gun and build it out, and then he's like, okay, I'm done with this one. Who wants it? I'm moving on to the next thing to build out. He's gotten rid of it before. He's shown it out there for sale before. What was different about this time, or was this just the first time?
No, I think that we are at a point where we're well into the Biden administration war on guns, and you've got a much more concentrated emphasis on these kinds of things by ATF and FBI. They're looking for straw purchasers. They're looking for people who may be selling guns that they think are doing it as a business,
right,
not as a hobby.
Right.
This guy maybe they thought was a straw purchaser, possibly. So I think the level of the tripwire where these things trigger an action by them
right.
has probably been lowered. But who knows? They don't. They didn't answer a lot of Ms. Miller's questions when she tried to get answers from the FBI.
No kidding. Yeah. Okay.
Shockingly.
Shocker! 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 Anyway. Yeah, that. Whenever I see that, that's when I see that they've done it the first time. Now I want to know. Well, how often have you been doing it before this? What did he? What was the? And I'm almost certain this guy didn't do anything new or different on Facebook. If he's been doing this as long as he's been doing it, I'm sure he's done it the same way each and every time because nobody changes their habits. So that's the most interesting part of it. What was the trigger here for the FBI? Of course, the FBI and ATF are very weaponized and they're not really chasing anybody. Has the ATF actually caught any criminals lately? Or the FBI? We don't have time to go into that one. The answer is probably just no. I want to let me take the time to thank you for coming on here with me again. Dan puts up with me on a very loyal basis. He is one of my, if not the best collaborator, he's in the top two. So, thetruthaboutguns.com, you should go check them out. If you're really interested, you could go check me out and check out that article I referenced earlier. That was from an earlier time in my life, and thankfully, very quite accommodatingly, The Truth About Guns actually published it after Dan had to go through it and put the periods and the commas where they are. I won't do that to you again, though, I promise.
Hey, we're happy to consider anything you'd like to write.
Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.